Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour, presented by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290, KUMA and FM 96.5.
Good morning, and Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer for Pendleton Chamber of Commerce, and origination of a lot of the fun that's happening on Saturdays in the Pendleton area. We'll be right back with to start the conversation after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Lucia, your Pendleton Extreme Bulls Tour finale announcer. The event that crowns the Extreme Bulls Tour champion is back and will take place during the 112th Pendleton Roundup this September. The PRCA, the Pendleton Roundup, and Happy Canyon are excited to present the Extreme Bulls Tour finale, presented by Coors Banquet and your local Coors distributor, Columbia Distributing, to the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. The Extreme Bulls Tour finale will be a two-day event, September 12th and the 13th, featuring the top 24 professional bull riders in the world. Each and every one of them had to qualify to be there inside the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Get your tickets now, as they won't last long, for this new event that will crown the Extreme Bulls Tour champion. Buy tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Happy Canyon Arena on Monday, September 12th and Tuesday, September 13th for the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour finale. On with the show, and let her buck.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, July 27th. We've reached the halfway point of this work week, and joining me, Sherry Rosenberg, Chief Executive Officer, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
We have come to this portion of the KUMA Coffee Hour. A lot's going on behind the scenes. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, a couple of housekeeping items on the technical side. But we are here and ready to get going here. And lots going on with the Chamber of Commerce. Also, it's summertime, busy time for everybody. Update us on how Get Wild in Pendleton is going this summer.
The whole committee is actually meeting today to kind of go over this and, kind of discuss where we are and what we're feeling. Yeah, it seems, last year we battled, extreme heat, which was really tough. Last year we were one of the few counties that just said we're opening, right? Excuse me. We're going to do the things that we're going to do. So the floodgates kind of opened. People were ready. They wanted to be outside, those kinds of things. Well, we've been, open, for lack of a better word now, across the state, across the, country for about a year now. And so people are we're getting the sense that people are also going to look for other things. It certainly has not been bad at all. We've had some really great weekends, but some weekends, 4th of July, we had that torrential downpour. We had to close up shops, early. This week, we'll see. It's supposed to be really hot on Saturday. We're again meeting today. Will we run the horses or not run the horses? I think that's a no for the most part. Just little things like that. It just seems like we can't ever quite, get where we want to be. That's okay. As anybody knows, anytime you put something like this on, you really are looking at where you are year three. You expect year one to be, kind of a chaotic, awesome mess. Year two, you hope you're kind of in the groove and can fix some of those things that were chaotic in the first year. And by year three, you really, your return on investment, you're starting to see really in a groove of what was working, what isn't working, and kind of can set that tone for how that event could move forward. So, we're still excited about it. We're still getting people in town. I think it's kind of that different. And looking at, there are so many things going on. We certainly don't want to compete with any sort of event. That was never the intention. So when we have bigger weekends, 4th of July wasn't a super great weekend due to weather and people travel, those kinds of things. Anytime the 4th is super close to a weekend, those are things we have to think about. So we'll get there. We really will. We will continue to do it into next year. But I think, like I said, it's going as well as we expected it to go. There's no big downfall where there's no big oh my gosh, what on earth are we doing? Anything like that. It's just, again, we've had 1 year of no expectation. Now there's an expectation this year. And I think the expectation just for our committee, we want it to be, this thing. And nobody on our committee are very patient people. So, sometimes we have to step back and give ourselves a little bit of grace because it is going well. But
And speaking of the heat, right now, this weekend's Get Wild in Pendleton is still on.
As of this moment right now, yes.
Okay,
yes.
But there might be a couple of changes due to the heat.
Correct. I mean,
obviously, the animals
Correct.
Can't be out in 100 and plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Absolutely. So it will still be, Shamrock will still be open. You know, live music, unless, of course, the band has every right. If I'm, a band member and I'm like, I'm not playing in 105, we can't fault them for that. We have not heard that by any means. It also is a big weekend in town this weekend. It's Hot Rodorama. We have Tyler and the Train Robbers, who, that's a bigger band. I think one of the biggest bands we've had as far as just their footprint and demographic that folks are used to hearing. So it could be a really great weekend. I think there's gonna be a lot of people in town. Most of the cars will be down at the convention center until Saturday night, and then I believe there have been invited. We're blocking off the street and have been invited to come down at 5 and put their cars on the street for people to kind of mill around on Main Street and be part of that a little bit. Last I heard, there might be some entertainment down at Oregon Grain Distillery. So there's some things going on, across town. And kind of that cruddy part too, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'm gonna age myself. I remember when the heat of the day was 11 to 1. Now, if you're looking at how the heat's working, the heat of the day is 4 to 7, right? And that's right in the middle of when we're trying to do this. So everything's just changed so much that, you're kind of darned if you do and darned if you don't. Really.
Right. And then there's those days when you pull out of the driveway and the temperature on the car suddenly goes up at 8 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Or you get in the car, and yesterday my friend had Snapchatted, I think, and she'd gotten in her pickup and it said it was 123 degrees. Now, we know it wasn't, but you really think it could be.
Right.
It's so stinking hot out there. Your brain for 1 minute goes, that's not altogether unheard of. When we're hotter right now than Texas, something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not our Oregon you're used to. So we're learning, right? We'll figure it out. And by next year it'll be cool and wonderful. You never know. You never know. But
speaking of some of the other things, the Radisson Hotel is almost ready to open. And some people have commented that Pendleton doesn't need another motel just for 1 week at Roundup. Talk about other events that fill up our motels and hotels.
Oh, so many. And I think one of the, I think we touched upon this at one point as it was being built, actually. But one of the things that I think people don't really understand is, it's not even so much about these big events. The big events are a given. Whiskey Fest, you can easily look and see that's why that would be, right? We're bringing 19,000 people to town. Easy to figure out why we need 1,200 hotel rooms. Roundup, same thing. Jackalope Jamboree now, it's a 3-day event. That's a huge event. I had a business the other day, a restaurant, who said they actually did better at Jackalope this year than they did Roundup last year. Just to give people a context of that's how big this has become in 3 days rather than 7, so to speak. So it's so much different. It's so much more involved, I guess, than just those big events. Those are obvious ones. If Pat Beard ever comes up here and talks, you guys will hear him say, he's doing, I don't want to use the word record, but he's doing a record number of events right now at the convention center. Those are overnight events. A lot of those conferences, conventions, you would have no idea these people were even in town. There's so much kind of undercurrent that happens in our community because we are that halfway point between Spokane, Portland, Boise. It's a really easy place to meet for corporations, companies, nonprofits, those kinds of things. Eastern Star continues to meet here. That's a huge convention, over, I think, the span of 3 days. So as far as events, that right there, there's so much other things that go on. We have so many other things that go on. This is a stopping point for a lot of regional manners, right? You have a lot of Pacific Northwest regional folks who do regional work. Pendleton's the stop for them. They'll stop and stay 2 or 3 days to work as they're headed to their next location instead of making that in a whole day. Lots of those things going on. The other flip side of that is art and economic development. As I think we talked, the drone companies, a lot of these businesses bring folks in, but this is not going to be their permanent residence. It never was going to be. They bring these professionals in to get this one project done, and then they send them back to Pennsylvania or back to what's happening is they're taking up our housing because we didn't have enough hotel rooms for them to stay in long term. That will also curb that a little bit. They have that opportunity right now, right here at the Radisson, to have their room for the month, 3 weeks, whatever it is, do their work right here, run downtown, grab some food, head back out to Pennsylvania. But they're not, those corporations aren't having to rent our homes that stay open empty for 2 or 3 months because that's not when they have their folks come in. But because we didn't have hotels to put them up in, they had no alternative, type of thing. So it's opening up our housing market a little bit more. that, again, if you don't know, you don't know. But those are just some of the things that we have to look at as we're, you know, building and developing, that the city, you know, has to look at. And we are in a housing crisis, and I don't think anybody can debate that. So, you know, 4,200 people have to commute to Pendleton because we don't have housing. That's a huge number. You know, so just there's so many little pieces. It's not just, well, we have four events and why do we need 1,200 rooms? That's one teeny tiny piece of the argument, but there really is so much more that is put into this than just that piece.
Well, well said and good to know. And I appreciate that explanation. And we're going to take a quick break, come back, continue our conversation with Sherry Rosenberg of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce right after this.
It's cool to shop at Zimmerman & Company True Value in Pendleton. Just listen to Tim Gunther from Prodigal Son Brewery.
I shop at Zimmerman's Hardware because it's just cool. They have an awesome selection of stuff from obscure parts and sizes to mainstream stuff, and they have it in stock. I almost always get what I want from there. And even if I don't, they don't have any problem to tell me where I might find it.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, a mainstay on Main Street Pendleton for over 80 years.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Whether you need a morning cup of joe, a light breakfast, or a hearty lunch, there's no place better to go than Hamley Cafe in downtown Pendleton. Their quiet, relaxing atmosphere is a perfect place for you to unwind, have a productive business meeting, or just a nice long chat with friends. The Hamley Cafe offers daily drink and lunch specials and is open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the corner of Main and Court, downtown Pendleton.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking. Fly Walla Walla. It works.
People often ask, can you fix my car? And nearly always the answer is, yes, we can. Hi, Scott here for your locally owned Pendleton Tire Factory. Did you know that we do brakes, batteries, tune-ups, air conditioning work, cooling system, shocks, struts, trailer wiring, install tow hitches? And quite often we can get the work completed on the same day. We also service most RVs and living quarter horse trailers. Pendleton Tire, Eastgate, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290, KUMA.
Back this morning with Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, we were talking a little bit about the different events and obviously the big one, the one in September, Pendleton Roundup is coming up. How are RV rentals for Roundup going?
If you want anything Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we are not your people. We're done. We're completely sold out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. People do have the opportunity till Friday, of course, to cancel and get 100% of their money back. So maybe something will pop up in the next 2 days. But if it's, you know, if they don't come Monday, we have nothing. Type of thing. The understanding I have is that Hatley's lot still has some down by over by Walmart, and you can just go online. If you need assistance with that, you can certainly call our office. They've sent us kind of the instructions that you need to go in and do that via email. We can shoot that over to you really quickly if you should need any help with that. But they're kind of it. Of course, private housing, again, this year we're seeing that decrease. And I think, you know, again, we've talked about it before. People just aren't really comfortable with people in their homes now, you know, kind of in the context of the world that we live in right this second, and just health and those kinds of things. So we're not seeing as many homes come in. But on the flip side of that, we're also seeing what is happening is folks are renting out their homes to the same people. So they're getting lots of reoccurring. So they're not putting those homes out there anymore because they already know the Smiths get our home every year for this day to this day type of thing. So, which is great. I'm glad we can provide that service. So we'll, you know, we'll kind of see, what happens. I know the Uber that we have in town now, they will run to Hermiston, they will run to Walla Walla, those types of things, which helps a little bit just with that, you know, safety and things like that. We all want to pretend we're adults. We get to round up and, you know, before you know it, you're there with Bill and John and Susie and just, you know, it's a hot day and the beer is cold. And so sometimes, you know, we need that option. So that'll be nice. You know, we do tell folks, you go to Hermiston, you know, if our hotels are full, it's not that far of a drive. Walla Walla, same kind of thing, you know, of course, Wild Horse, but, you know, they fill it pretty quickly as well, you know, type of thing. So, you know, we're full. We have never been full this fast before, and we didn't do a rollover or anything, but I think people are just on it. And then, of course, the influx of RVs. As we all know, that influx of folks who are pulling RVs now, using RVs from 2020 continues. We haven't seen any of those big, like, resales or anything. Like, people aren't getting away from that yet. So that also, I think, definitely increased those numbers a little bit because people don't want to be in, you know, hotels and that type of thing. They want to be in their own space. And because they couldn't for 2 years, now they're just going to use their RV. So I think that had a lot to do with it as well. But, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, we certainly have some spaces left. Monday, I think it's like Saturday to Saturday up at BMCC. We may be able to squeeze you in here and there, but it would be very tricky at this point. So.
And running those RV lots, I imagine, isn't easy. Do you have help from the community? How does that?
I will say it's probably the biggest task that we take on, and it's my greatest nightmare. You know, we went this year with some software. It's going to make our lives easier. It's been an absolute train wreck. The software that we ended up using just was not, you know, it's one of those overpromised, underdelivered, unfortunately. So we'll be looking for something a little different for next year. But yeah, so Altrusa actually takes the brunt of it, absolutely, from about next month on. Carol Ennis has been working even tirelessly already. They literally have to take your length of your RV and put it in, okay, it can fit in this space, and then, okay, you're moving out this day, so then they put this person in here, and it's a completely crazy puzzle I want nothing to do with. I have zero problem. We have a really great a partnership with them. It's one of their biggest money makers, which I'm happy to collaborate and be part of that with them, because quite frankly, I have zero interest in having that job. So, you know, without them. And then of course, you know, the city, Roundup, Happy Canyon, you know, cause we do the shuttles. So that's another huge beast that we have to do. And this year, of course, like everything, prices are going up. So we're having to look at how do we do that? You know, it was free. Right. The shuttles were free. The folks who owned it at the time, it was a community service. They wanted to be part of that. You know, this was 10 years ago. Fast forward, new owners, and we had to negotiate like crazy to get it at what we felt was somewhat reasonable, but it was still high. You know, and then, of course, you know, this year, gas prices, wages, those kinds of things have all gone up. So, again, that price has gone up again. You know, the reality is Roundup, the city, Happy Canyon and the Chamber are paying for those shuttles. They're free to use, but how do we get them? You know, our money spent as well. So type of thing. So trying to figure all that out. We will have shuttles, of course. You know, we cannot ask our campers to walk from Sunridge to the Roundup grounds. That's ridiculous. We are cutting our times down a little bit this year, so the shuttle times will be a little bit different. And again, just working with the folks we've worked with in the past to kind of get those numbers. We didn't necessarily need to run those buses that early, type of thing. So, you know, again, it's always evolving, always changing. So we'll see, you know, what happens. I guarantee Roundup goes either way. It's going to go off whether we have shuttles or RVs or not. So,
exactly.
You know,
well, hey, if you have any questions about RV rentals, where to stay, well, this goes for any event. If you have any questions about anything, you know, tourism related, be sure to contact the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more right after this.
Listen to the Coffee Hour any day, anytime. Find podcasts of past shows at mycolumbiabasin.com.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
Did you know common hazards in and around your house can contaminate our drinking water? These hazards are known as cross connections and can result in contaminated water backflowing into your neighborhood drinking supply without you even knowing. If your property has an in-ground irrigation system, the state mandates you make sure these steps are followed. Confirm that your irrigation system has an approved backflow assembly. If you do not have one, then you need to get one installed immediately. Test your backflow prevention system annually and make sure the test results are reported to the city of Pendleton as mandated by Oregon law.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at McKay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Sherry Rosenberg, CEO of the Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. And Sherry, what's on the Chamber's upcoming calendar?
Oh, goodness. Leadership Pendleton, of course, will have their last day in the middle of August. We'll do graduation right after that. August really for us, again, is there's so many details that go behind trying to get ready for Roundup in just our puzzle piece that we do, that we're involved in. I mean, we certainly don't have the carry that, of course, Roundup does, but you do garbages. Like, you'd be amazed at where you can put dumpsters and where you can't put dumpsters. Like, it's a whole thing. Like, you know, porta potties, like, how many do you have to have? Those kinds of things. And just getting all of that coordinated. Like I said, the shuttles, those types of things. So August is spent primarily really ticket resale, right? We have tickets coming in for folks who are unable to make it, and then we resell those tickets. And we have a pretty good waiting list, but once they really start coming in, we're able to get rid of them pretty fast and go down that list pretty quickly. But those, we've already started doing that, you know, the ticket resale piece of it that we're doing. And then, of course, you know, the big one, end of August, is the ladies professional golf will be here out at Wild Horse. And that's huge. That is a huge event. To get that in Pendleton, Oregon is huge. We're really excited about that. So we've met with Diana and Mary out at Wild Horse and are putting some things together there. They say that each golfer, I think they said like 150 golfers, and each one brings, you know, 3 to 4 people with them. So you times that by that type of thing. So really, really big event for us. A good opportunity to just, again, bring folks to the area that would have never otherwise stepped foot in, you know, Pendleton. There's a lot of local, although a lot. There's two, I think, local golfers from Oregon, which is really fun to see. So kind of trying to help in any way we can with that. We may close down the office and go out and really be boots on the ground. It's going to take, they said, about 150, I want to say, or 180 volunteers to put that on. So if anybody's looking to volunteer, definitely you can get a hold of us and we can give you the contact number for that person who's running that piece of it as well. The other piece they're kind of looking for is kind of that private housing piece. It's much different, you know, given the dynamic of who we're putting up. But again, if you have any interest in hosting, not giving up your home, but just hosting an area for these ladies to be able to stay, again, reach out to us. We can get you in contact with that person as well, because they do, right? There's a lot of people coming into town, and, you know, women's sports, right? They're not making as much and or have the sponsorships that men do. So a mass majority of the lift for these ladies comes out of their own pocket. So that's one we're super excited about. And I think it's going to be, it's guaranteed 2 years. So we're really excited about that. So we really want to, you know, put our best foot forward in the first time and welcome those folks to town and hopefully become part of, you know, the LPGA tour long term. Would be really, really amazing opportunity for us.
That would be awesome. I got about a minute and a half. So quickly, how did Leadership Pendleton go?
It went well. It went as well as could be expected for the first time going again. Lots of different just little quirks with different businesses and things, what we needed to do, what we didn't need to do. I think the biggest thing we found is employees weren't really able to spend that whole day being short-staffed. It just was really wonky. You know, the morning might be full, and the afternoon we might have two people because they just couldn't stay the whole day. So that's something we'll have to look at as we move forward. But it was well-attended, and it went well. You know, we're excited.
Is this class doing a service project?
They are. I don't know exactly what they've landed on yet. So we'll find that out here at the last one and then let everybody know.
And then regarding the next Leadership Pendleton class, how can people participate?
Just apply. They're ready to go. Just contact the office. We can email you over the application. Just make sure your business is aware. And yeah, it's super easy. We'll start January 1. We'll start it back up come January. The first week in January, I believe we have our opening reception. So.
All right. Well, Sherry Rosenberg, Pendleton Chamber of Commerce. Lots happening in Pendleton. Be sure to reach out to the chamber. Find out more how you can participate, volunteer. Any questions about any of the upcoming events, that's their job. They will be happy to answer your questions. That's going to do it for this edition. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.